today is a special day. This is actually the first time we've done this here. But today we want to award Rachel with her doctorate. Rachel is improving herself over a long time. She's diligent in the Word. She knows the Word. She knows her theological issues. She's been through the crucible of ancient Greek, which was a crucible for us all. even as I've continued to go through it, it's a crucible. But she has a love of the Word, and that is very precious, and it's something very important for those that move into a doctorate, because that diligence is something that serves. The degree is just evidence of something that you've already accomplished in your own life. And it's a recognition of what you've already done. Because Arvis does not award honorary degrees to boost the credentials of an individual. They offer degrees for those that have earned them and have done the work on their own and would have earned them anyways. So today we'd like to honor you with that.
Come on. I might mention, Kelly, did you want to say something too?
Rachel, on behalf of Harvest Bible University Tallahassee, we thank you for your service here. We thank you for your Word and for being obedient to God. And we would like to award you and represent the university in LA with your doctorate in divinity.
Michelle, did you want to say anything? As part of her degree, there's a, as you know, with COVID, everything changed. Normally, we would have to fly her to Los Angeles, but because of the circumstances, we're allowed to give the degrees at our local campus. And they're accredited. They're accredited through the Christian Schools International. We have many campuses throughout the world. We're growing exponentially. And with this is also the list of those that were read at the major graduation in Los Angeles. And I'd like for you, here, I'll give that to you, that'll go in there. I would like you to know that we take this very seriously. It's nice that we have now Dr. Aaron and Dr. Rachel. And I can tell you as her father, I'm prejudiced, but it was at the recommendation of Dr. Neal, Dr. Aaron, and the delight of Dr. Tellers. And I want you to know that our sister Michelle Stringer is the registrar. She's behind the scenes. There's only two people that have an office in this church. That's our pastor, Michelle Stringer. Brother Kelly is not only a deacon, but he also has earned his Master's of Divinity. And thanks to Megan, a year of Latin. And we're really grateful because Kelly now is teaching the master and doctoral program along with me and Dr. Aaron. And so he has stepped up as a professor as well as associate dean, where Dr. Aaron is also our primary associate dean of this campus. So I ask you to pray for Rachel. And if any of you at this time see something or want to say something, you're sure welcome to say so. But I want Mr. Ryan Campbell, Rachel's wife, Rachel's husband. Sorry there.
It'd be a very different church.
But I am going to ask you all to recognize that Dr. Rachel Tellers Campbell has received her doctorate, and I'd like you to give her a hand.
Mm-hmm.
And if Michelle Stringer would be so kind, I'd like us, if you would put your hand out towards Rachel, if Rachel, if you'd stand right here.
Okay.
And I'd like you to pray for her. God
okay.
shows you anything, that's fine. And okay. we'll lay hands on her if you put your hands towards her and we'll bless her.
Yes, God, show me something. What I see, Rachel, is I see you walking this path, and it's the visual that I see is in black and white. There's no color, and I see these gray flowers, looks like maybe black flowers along the path, and you're just casting seed here and there, but you keep walking forward. And then what I see is I see the path open up in color, and those flowers are all different colors, and you're throwing the seed more vigorously. What the Lord wants to say to you tonight is to cast your burden on Him and He will sustain you, and that this is a moment of letting go of any regrets and grief from the past, so that you can move forward in bringing the word more vigorously and more colorful and showing more of Jesus. So Lord Jesus, I pray for Rachel right now. Does anyone have anything else?
Mm-hmm. I see that vision too, Rachel. And those flowers that are gray and black, what I see is you touch them with your hands, and that's when I see color go into them. And what that is the word of God that is in people, like Natalie talked about tonight, that they have a pulpit knowledge and they don't understand the truth of the promise of God. And what that is that you lay your hand on that truth and you make the life come into it, because you provide the clarity of what that truth is. That it is not just a written thing on a page, written with black and gray ink, but that it is life.
I taught this morning, and something that came up, we were looking in Revelation, it talked about the kings and the priests will be bringing the glory of the nation into the city. That touch that you have, Rachel, is that the kind of glory that God has given you to share with others? As you touch, that glory that God has given to you is what's bringing light and life into those plants, into those flowers. We can share in that.
Do you want to say something, Dr. Rachel? May I bless her as your father? Father, we thank you. I thank you that she will stand with the others, protecting your word, guarding against false doctrine, guarding against errors in faith. Lord, this has been a long path, a long journey, where she's had to white knuckle it, and everything did appear black and white, but she kept on the path. And then when she reached out, color came. And Lord, I pray that you would let color come to the flowers that she passes by and give her a great enthusiasm for spreading the seed of your word. In the precious name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I give you Dr. Rachel Tellers Campbell. Pastor Suzanne, did you want to take a look?
That's what I was like.